Hello, and welcome to UC Santa Barbara Professional and Continuing Education, affectionately known as PACE. My name is Alex Clark, and I'm a program manager here. And welcome, first and foremost, I guess, to the PACE Pod, the PACE Podcast. It's our idea that with these mini podcasts, we can provide you with a unique perspective into all that we offer our students, community members, and working professionals, and anyone else for that matter. Across our website, you'll find these recordings created by our program management teams and their instructors discussing new, fun, and interesting topics in the subjects that they are experts in. You may even get a sample lecture or two. We hope you find it valuable and encouraging to learn more, and who knows, we might just see you in class. Today, we spotlight why professional and continuing education is important, and what we as PACE are intending to accomplish to bring that importance to students. Take a listen. Okay, so we are here now with our guests, and I think I'm just gonna let you go ahead and introduce yourselves. Maybe start with Sheetal?
We should start with the dean.
Start with the dean?
Yeah.
All right, let's start with the dean.
I guess that would be me. I'm Bob York, the current dean of UCSB PACE, which until a couple of years ago was known as UCSB Extension. One of the reasons we changed the name to PACE, Professional and Continuing Education, was really to make it clearer to the local community what it is that we're all about. Our mission is to provide professional development opportunities and continuing education training to the local community and campus staff and students as well to help in their career development.
Hello everyone, this is Sheetal Gavankar. I'm the Director of Programs at UCSB PACE. And as Bob mentioned, we offer professional courses and certificate programs to working professionals, community members, as well as UCSB students, so they're prepared to capture career opportunities. That's essentially our mission.
Great, and thank you for those introductions. Let's get to kind of our first topic for today, and that's, you know, we wanted to really spotlight and highlight why professional and continuing education is important, and what we do at PACE to make students realize that importance. So let's maybe start with hearing from the dean and hearing from the director about why professional and continuing education is important in people's lives.
Well, I'll start first. You know, Extension or PACE has been doing this for quite a long time, and it really fills an important need in the community. That need has evolved, of course, as times have changed and people's professional development needs have changed. But, you know, our goal is to work very closely with local businesses and local community members to really understand what it is they need to help advance in their careers. And this is really important for not only the individual, you know, improving their standing within the organization or the organization itself and helping, you know, better use its workforce, but it also translates into real benefits for the local community and economy. And so workforce development is not only some a part of our mission, but something that we're really proud of. And as an important ongoing service to the community.
Yeah. So yes, workforce development, and as you know, Bob mentioned, one aspect is for us to know what the community needs in terms of training, what the businesses need in terms of trained workforce, and so that's our critical role. The idea that education is somehow complete after one's formal education, after one's schooling, is now outdated, and more so in the post-pandemic world. So the constant updates in the skill sets and the knowledge is necessary now. It's an important aspect of strong workforce in the post-pandemic world. Employers have already started to pay more attention to personal portfolios, the updated skills. So this is where we come as a training institute, right? So we have two aspects in what we do. One, we have open university program. Through that program, community members can take UCSB academic courses without getting formally admitted to UCSB, as long as there are seats in the class. That's the academic part. If somebody has needs to complete their incomplete degrees. The other side is a professional and continuing professional education, right? Which is a critical step sometimes toward even career advancement or career change. Skills on top of your academic development. So all of our programs are then designed to either complete your incomplete degrees or designed to help career start, career change, or career advancement through professional upskilling.
Yeah, I might sort of add to that that, you know, Sheetal used this word skills, and that's really, I think, where professional and continuing education at UCSB really kind of differs and is complementary to the other aspects of the campus degree programs, is that we're focused really on practical skill sets that people can apply immediately to the jobs they're in or the jobs that they want. and we believe that that is very complementary with the, you know, the academic mission of developing critical thinking skills and, you know, developing that more strong foundation of academic development for people. So the open university concept and our professional coursework are really two programs that go hand in hand.
Hey, so maybe we can dig into that a little bit further with the professional side and maybe talk a little bit about some specific programs that we'd like to highlight and show you know what PACE is doing. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the, you know, the theory behind why professional continuing education is important, but how are we putting it into practice for our students? So maybe you can discuss a little bit or maybe highlight a few programs that you think really do that.
Sure. So number one thing about our programs is that they are developed in consultation with the experts in the field. So all of them have an advisory body. They oversee the quality of the program, the relevance of the program, the learning outcomes. And because of that oversight, we are almost always aligned toward some kind of national professional organizations. So for example, our human resources HR certificate is very closely aligned with both SHRM and HRCI. Our paralegal certificate is in fact approved by the American Bar Association, ABA. And this is the only ABA-approved paralegal certificate along the entire Central Coast. What's the advantage of that? Well, if you do the certificate, if you do the ABA-approved paralegal certificate, you start with a higher salary, right? Lawyers give you hiring preference if you are ABA approved paralegal. Same thing, project management is very tightly aligned to PMI, the National Project Management Institute. So all these programs, or take our, for example, we recently launched Emergency Medical Technician, EMT program, or take our 40 years in the running summer CPA course program, or our Applied Behavior Analyst program. All these programs, all of them are geared toward either career change or career advancements, or they directly prepare you for the professional exams like CPA exam or child care specialist exam, EMT, national registration. So that's what our programs, that's how they help in career. Do you have, Bob, things to add?
Yeah, well, I was thinking of some of our new technology offerings in the works for coding and web development. And maybe that segues into your next question, Alex.
So we were just going to get to kind of how careers are boosted, so to speak, or elevated in some way by this type of education and preparation. So yeah, so go ahead, Bob, if you have something on that.
I mean, this is to me kind of what is exciting for us, is that, you know, we get to make a real difference in people's lives and their careers. And, you know, people take professional development courses for different reasons, but I think, you know, advancing their career is often a common denominator. In some cases, it may be getting a certificate like the ones Sheetal mentioned, the project management, which may help you get a the next level up job in your business. In some cases, it could be a huge career inflection point. I think our web development program kind of comes to mind in that respect, and that, you know, people might be doing something completely different and decide that they want a career change and learn about coding and web development as a new career path. And we've seen that happen on several occasions with that program. In fact, one of our employees even came out of that program, a former art major on campus who decided to teach himself web coding with the help of our class. And now he's running our web development activities within PACE. So I think these courses have potential to be a really major career boost for people. Yeah.
And, you know, just to add to that, we are all talking about now professionals who are taking these, or students who have schools, you know, undergraduate students or graduate students who have academic courses during the daytime. So with that in mind, all our programs are actually, if they are on campus, they are after hours. You know, the mode of operation is a little bit I would like to talk about. They are once a week. Always after hours. If not that, then they are online. And in fact, coming out of pandemic, we are trying to move more and more of our programs online with a right blend with the connection to the instructors, either via Zoom or when we go back, it'll be on campus meetings, but blending it with the right online component is one way of also making it more available to professionals who want to take these in advanced careers.
Great. Awesome. So that's it for this installation of our mini podcast. We just wanted everyone to get a quick taste of PACE. But also hear from our leadership team about, you know, what PACE is and what we want for PACE. So thank you to both the Dean, Bob York, and the Director of Academic Programs, Sheetal Gavankar. I think that sums it up. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
One last thing. You know, if you're listening in the community and if you look at our website and you don't find something that you want to do, you can always, always tell us what is it that you want. And that's one way of us to stay tuned to what our community needs. So,
yeah, good point.
I'm glad you made that point, Sheila.
Okay. All right. I think that's it.